Good morning. Clouds have increased and thickened across interior New York and New England overnight, and a increasing southerly wind flow has kept temperatures in the 30s to even around 40 to open up the day here in this new work week. A storm system will emerge out of the Missouri Valley and head into the central Great Lakes. It'll drag a warm front through our region during the day today, and also clouds and showers will be common from about mid to late morning through the afternoon and evening. With that southerly wind flow continuing, we'll see temperatures climb into the middle and upper 40s on average for daytime highs, with valley locations south of I-90 reaching the lower 50s. More rain as we get into the night tonight as that system tracks into southern Canada. The southerly wind flow will persist and temperatures will either hold steady or only drop a few degrees and in most cases remain in the 40s and lower 50s. Another wave of low pressure will track through our area during the day on Tuesday, keeping the weather unsettled and cloudy with occasional showers as temperatures reach into the upper 40s and lower 50s once again. As we get into the night on Tuesday night, a cold front will push through the region with more rain showers. Behind the front, temperatures will turn decidedly colder and readings will drop back through the 30s and 20s. This will leave us on the colder side of the system for Wednesday, and still a little leftover moisture will lead to the risk of some snow showers, especially from I-90 south, and there's even a chance at a little steadier snow as we get down toward the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, which could accumulate up to an inch or two by Wednesday afternoon. High temperatures behind this system on Wednesday will stay in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A few more snow showers on Wednesday night, but with high pressure building in, we'll dry it out for the end of the week. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be cold on Thursday in the mid-20s, and then bouncing back with partly sunny skies to the mid-30s on Friday. Another system will bring us the chance of rain both days over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system which entered California early in the weekend will depart onto the Great Plains. Moderate to heavy snow will spread east from the northern high plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. Storm total snowfalls of 4 to 8 inches are expected by this evening from North Dakota into north central Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. Locally heavy snow of about up to a foot will be possible in and around the far northwestern portions of Wisconsin into the western UP of Michigan, where lake enhancement will combine with a favorable storm track to the southeast of the region. Snow will end from west to east late in the day today. In addition to the snow, a strong cold front will allow modified Arctic air to filter down into the northern and central plains, bringing high temperatures roughly 15 to 25 degrees below normal from the Dakotas into the upper Mississippi Valley. It'll be windy in the wake of this initial cold front, but winds will pick up even more with a secondary surge of colder air to reach the northern and central United States by this evening. This will generate dangerously low wind chill values of 20 to 30 degrees below zero from the eastern Dakotas into the upper Mississippi Valley. High temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees below normal behind this front as far south as Texas tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 23 degrees with the west wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 32 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 31, 70% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.16 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain showers and fog in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 37 degrees, the low 1, the average temperature 19, that's 12 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 24.5 inches for the month, which is 21.8 inches above normal, and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 21 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 62, set in 1966. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the 40s. More rain showers tonight, also areas of fog, temperatures staying in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain and breezy tonight with areas of fog, temperatures staying in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the mid-40s. More showers tonight, also breezy with areas of fog, temperatures staying in the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. Breezy with more rain tonight, also fog, temperatures staying in the 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. Breezy with more rain tonight, also areas of fog, temperatures staying in the 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain likely, otherwise cloudy and breezy. Temperatures in the 40s to start, dropping back into the 30s by the end of the day. Scattered snow showers on Wednesday, mostly cloudy 30s, and temperatures staying in the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Partly sunny on Friday, mid-30s, a chance of rain back into the 40s on Saturday, and rain and snow showers on Sunday with highs back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.